Brian Gaundy on CFM.
Some exciting news for Central Coast Mariners fans.
They've locked it in.
Yeah, brand new coach. I didn't think it would be announced. I guess it had to be announced soon because, you know, you've got the season
kicking off
underway. But the announcement was made. And the brand new coach of the Central Coast Mariners is Paul O'Conn. He joins us on the show this morning. Morning, Paul.
Morning.
Morning.
How are you, mate?
Good, thank you.
Hey, congrats on getting the gig.
Yeah, thank you. I'm very excited and can't wait to get started today.
Yeah, nice. So you're straight onto the Central Coast. You know, straight into business.
Yeah, well, as you said, we don't really have that much time, 5 weeks until our first game against Perth Glory. So straight down to business, I guess.
After last season, Paul, it didn't go well for the Mariners, so there's a lot of excitement amongst the fans. Hopefully you can do your bit and turn it around for us.
Yeah, well, that's the plan, and hopefully we can execute that. I think yesterday I went on record to say that we want to repay our loyal supporters who, you know, last season turned up every week and probably went home and too often disappointed. So, you know, that's a big challenge for everyone, for the whole club, players, coaches and staff to really give the supporters, something back and hopefully their continued support throughout what we hope will be a successful season.
Paul, 5 weeks, it's not all that long for you to get comfortable and get situated. Do you think you'll be ready to go in 5 weeks?
Absolutely. I've been coaching in national teams for the last 4.5 years where you see the players for a couple of days and then they're gone back off to their clubs. So it's sort of second nature to me to work in such an environment. So
and work fast.
There certainly won't be any excuses on my part come round one. But it's up to all of us. All of us need to play their part. Looking forward to getting started.
I've got to say, when it comes to the Central Coast Mariners, because I was chatting to Rach, we weren't obviously here when the Mariners went through and won their premiership, but everyone on the Central Coast got behind the Mariners. Like, there was people everywhere who were getting amongst it. And I think you need to do the same thing even when the team's down.
You need to be behind them. It's our only team, sporting team here on the coast.
Yeah, professional sporting team. So, I mean, really, we just need to encourage fans to get down there and support the boys, Paul.
Well, exactly that, and you know, we've seen the last couple of years when the Wanderers were born and the support that they've had and what a difficult place it is to go and play against the Wanderers when they do play at home and we want to have that same sort of atmosphere at the Central Coast Stadium this season and I think the only way you can do that is by playing exciting football, by giving the fans something in return Yeah, look, without trying to promise the world, I know one thing is that this team will play that sort of football.
That's all you can ask for, really, isn't it?
That's what we want to watch.
Exciting footy. All right, mate, all the best for the season. We'll no doubt chat to you throughout the season, and we're excited to see what's to come for the Mariners.
Always welcome, guys. Thank you.
Too easy. Down to business. Paul O'Conn, brand new coach of the Central Coast Mariners.
Exciting
here on
times.
Yeah, can't wait for that. I'm actually looking forward to when we hit the coast, we sort of came halfway through the season. So I'm looking forward to seeing the Mariners from the get go. You know what I mean? So looking forward. And it kicks off around October.
Yeah, first game's in October.
We've got a couple of games in Canberra. So that's lucky for Canberra because not much else goes on there.
Brian Gaundy on CFM.